Warlock, a novel of ancient Egypt, by Wilbur Smith. Copyright 2001 by Wilbur Smith. Read by Dick Hill. Performance copyright 2001 by Brilliance Audio. All rights reserved.
Warlock, a novel of ancient Egypt, by Wilbur Smith. For my new love, Mokanisa. Spirits of Genghis Khan and Omar Khayyam reincarnated in a moon as lucent as a perfect pearl. Like an uncoiling serpent, a line of fighting chariots wound swiftly down the gut of the valley. From where he clung to the dashboard of the leading chariot, the boy looked up at the cliffs that hemmed them in. The sheer rock was pierced by the openings to the tombs of the old people that honeycombed the cliff. The dark pits stared down at him like the implacable eyes of a legion of jinn. Prince Nefer Memnon shuddered and looked away, furtively making the sign to avert evil with his left hand. Over his shoulder he glanced back down the column and saw that from the following chariot Taita was watching him through the swirling clouds of dust. The dust had coated the old man and his vehicle with a pale film, and a single shaft of sunlight that penetrated to the depths of this deep valley glittered on the mica particles so that he seemed to glow like the incarnation of one of the gods. Nefer ducked his head guiltily, ashamed that the old man had witnessed his fleeting superstitious dread. No royal prince of the House of Tamos should show such weakness, not now when he stood at the gateway to manhood. But then Taita knew him as no other did, for he had been Nefer's tutor since infancy, closer to him than his own parents or siblings. Taita's expression never changed, but even at that distance his ancient eyes seemed to bore into the core of Nefer's being, seeing all, understanding.